I'm John Batchelor with Bob Zimmerman. This is Happy Birthday Behind the Black. 16 years of Bob watching commercial space overwhelm big space and then take control of the solar system's explorations. However, I want to begin with this celebration, and your subscriptions are most welcome, with an event that did not happen. Bob has taught me over the years that the Deep Space Network is extremely critical to get information back from those probes we send out, all of them, past and future. And the Deep Space Network has a facility in Spain that has so far been spared the wildfires. However, Bob, you've taught me that the Deep Space Network is overwhelmed with data sometimes, and they can't afford to lose even one of those nodes. Is that correct?
That's correct. Now, the Deep Space Network is made up of three antennas, one in California, one in Spain, and one in Australia. It covers the globe so that they can always be in contact with interplanetary probes, including lunar manned missions. This is for mainly communicating beyond Earth orbit. And it's dependent. NASA depends on it. The United States depends on it. Europe uses it somewhat, so it's been trying to install its own system. Well, the wildfires in Spain threatened the Madrid antenna. They burned right up to the base of it, damaged some of the pavement, but thank goodness the antenna itself was not damaged. No employees were injured. It was protected. So thank God we did not lose this particular antenna. I would suspect in the future, John, Deep Space Network will be replaced by things like Starlink or LEO. But for the moment, we need it for our Mars and other probes out there beyond Earth.
Bob, this sounds alarming, like the chapter of a thriller. Star formation is slowing in Andromeda. Where we're headed, eventually there's going to be a collision. What does it mean, slow? Do we know what drives that?
All right. So, yes, we do know. At least we have good guesses. Andromeda is a very big galaxy that's very large on the sky. If you know where to look, and it's a dark sky, it's actually six times the width in the shape of a cigar of the moon. So think how big the moon is on the sky. This is a galaxy that's six times bigger than that on the sky. All you need is a dark sky to see it and no way to look. And then suddenly you see it very clearly, and it's very impressive. But Andromeda is only about, I think, 2 million light years away. And yes, it's moving towards us. They think the Milky Way might collide with it in several billion years. The galaxy, they did, using the Hubble detailed images of Andromeda, since it's so close, astronomers are able to do a census of its population of bluer, short-lived stars. These signal where star formation takes place. And what they determined from this is that over the last half a billion years, the star formation rate in Andromeda has been declining steadily. And 40 million years ago, it did a precipitous drop in formation. This just means that the dust and the mass within the galaxy is being used up for making stars, and they're running out. Of course, once it merges the Milky Way, the two will mix like a blender, and we'll have formation again, John. But that will be billions of years in the future, and we don't have to worry.
Dragonfly is Titan, and there's trouble with Dragonfly. What is it?
All right, so Dragonfly is a helicopter mission that's being built by JPL to go to the moon of Saturn, Titan, which has a methane atmosphere and ethanol lakes. Very alien environment. I've always said this is a very risky mission. Well, it turns out, according to a French news source, I cannot confirm this from anyone else, that the Department of Energy has informed NASA that the nuclear power sources that Dragonfly will use, similar to what Curiosity and Perseverance use, they're not going to generate as much power as originally anticipated, possibly 10% less than planned. This is going to complicate the mission because it's going to have to recharge it more. They won't be able to fly as far. That's the story. We'll have to see if it's true, but this is a risky mission, John.
And Bob, about that, do we know, I read your story. It's very helpful, but alarming. Do we know what power is needed? In other words, less than we expected, but did they have a margin? Do we know anything about it?
But what I've been able to determine is it's going to be 10% less. This isn't critical, but it means they do have less redundancy and capability. Of course, it's also not confirmed outside of that one source, so it might also not be true.
Bob Zimmerman, the website is Behind the Black. If you're new to the Behind the Black, Bob's been watching the commercial space story for as long as I've known him, which is about 500 years. And here it is right now. The success of Starship is the success of Behind the Black. And your subscriptions are wise because Google has a hold of a good thing. You can too. SpaceX. I'm John Batchelor.